This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kelly Epley joins me live in studio. He is the director of Madison House at the University of Virginia. Kelly, how are you, sir? It's good
to
see you.
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me today.
This is your first time on this program.
It is.
Why did it take us 3 years to get you in here?
I don't know, but I should start by saying happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir, very much. I can't believe I made it to 43. Who knew?
Something to brag about.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a wonderful day, and the sun is shining for me, I'll tell you that. We want to get the whole lowdown on Madison House because it's one of those things that, I think it's one of those things that makes this such a great place to live. It's one of those things that you add to the mix that when you really step back and you see the widescreen shot of Charlottesville, it's part of the mix that makes this the best place to live in America, as far as I'm concerned. And it has a terrifically rich history. And in many ways, Madison House is sort of that, and has been for a long time, it's the really good seam that connects town and gown. It's that place where the community and the university come together in a very positive way. They don't always come together in a positive way.
Well, it takes some work, but yeah. it does.
So, but before we, yeah, go ahead.
I'll quote Maurice Jones. He's one of our board members, the assistant city manager.
Yeah.
He said, I can't imagine a Charlottesville without Madison House because it's a bridge. It is completely a bridge between the student energy and what they can offer the town and what they can offer the city, especially a lot of the at-risk populations, the children, the people who have specific needs.
Yeah.
It's a great bridge. It just reaches out. And it gives the students a wonderful chance to get outside the university.
Yeah, get out of that bubble.
Yeah, right. Get out of the bubble, get out of the books, go be with real people, do direct service. 2 or 3 hours a week apiece.
Yeah.
It's a great connection.
So before we explore the history and all the work of Madison House, give us a Kelly Epley 101, where you're from and how you ended up in Charlottesville.
Oh, I'm a little older than you are, so I measure by decades now, but I spent a lot of my 20s traveling and studied theology, got a background in faith-based work and doing community development work. And then my wife and I married and traveled some in Latin America. We ended up settling in Charlottesville in 92. And my first real job in Charlottesville was at Madison House as their associate director. I advised all the student program directors there. So it was my first job in Charlottesville. And I was there for almost 5 years. Then I worked as the executive director for the AIDS HIV Services Group for a number of years. And then I went to Habitat for Humanity for 7 years.
Wow.
And then just came back to Madison House 2 years ago. So I've been deeply entrenched in the nonprofit sector here in town for 18, 19 years now.
Wow, really making a difference.
Well,
so
thanks.
You've built a professional career on this nonprofit work that really, you know, does good work for people. I mean, and makes communities a better place and really helps people. A lot of those folks who are on the edge and often get forgotten. What's the secret to it? I mean, when you look back on your career, which is still in full swing, but
yeah.
What's the secret to those types of groups, no matter what the name is or what they're doing?
You know, I stop now and then and think, how did I get into this? Because it's just it's a wonderful chain of events. I'm very thankful. I'm humbled. It's ended up being something. Some people ask, how do you get into this kind of work? You really fall into it because you want to do the right thing. And you're willing to accept a simpler lifestyle, not as much pay, working with a lot of organizations that need community-based energies, organizing them sort of a social entrepreneurship. And that's what nonprofit work, grassroots work at its base is pulling together community people who want to make a difference, organizing them well, raising your resource base, making a goal, doing measured outputs, then you know managing towards those outcomes. That's what nonprofit work is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I sort of fell into it because I've always loved community development work. A long time ago, I was a pastor in a church, and I just decided I'd rather be in the community doing this kind of work. And it's just really been a natural fit for me. So I've been doing it for 19 years. I can't believe it. I sort of wake up and go, how did this happen? I mean, how did I get here? But I'm having the best time at Madison House because I'm watching all these, I'll call them kids,
yeah.
if they were listening.
And they're kids to me.
They're amazing young adults who are headed in an amazing direction. They're bright and the best to get into UVA in the first place.
Sure, sure.
And then the ones that come through Madison House, the program directors, the student leaders, I know about 200 of them. I don't know them personally. I see them working hard. They want to make a difference in the community. So I'm in the middle of all that amazing energy that wants to change themselves and the community. And it's an amazing place to be. I have the best job in town. I just, you know, just to be there and work with a board of directors that oversees the nonprofit, be a part of implementing this change. It's great.
My guest is Kelly Epley, live in studio. He is the director of Madison House at the University of Virginia, which, let's talk a little history, of course. It had its origins as a UVA historian. I know it started in 1858 mm-hmm. when the Young Men's Christian Association was founded at the University of Virginia, the first college chapter in the nation of the YMCA,
that's right.
founded by University Chaplain Dabney Carr. And it was originally located at Temperance Hall, which was down on the UVA corner, a building that was located right where the gates are today, where the Semph gates are across from the old Anderson Brothers building. Mm-hmm. That building is no longer there, but that's where they met. In 1905, they moved to the Madison Building, named for James Madison, built which is now the home of the president's office, right across from the rotunda. Mm-hmm. And they were located there. But pick us up for it there. What's the sort of the 20th century? It had its origins in the YMCA, which did sort of charity work and community work and got students out into the community well back into, you know, the 1850s.
It did. And the YMCA's mission was to be a place where young Christian men at that point could come together, and women soon after. One of the offices of the YMCA was community service, to reach out, to coordinate the students who wanted to tutor, to be big brothers, big sisters, to visit the elderly in the community. The office of service there, the Madison, they call it the Madison Fellowship Hall, something close to that, the Fellowship of Madison. And so the students had that office, but the YMCA, on a national level, the YMCAs were beginning to pull back off of campuses all over the country. So this was something that was happening at Harvard, at Yale, happened at UNC, happened at Virginia Tech. The YMCAs were pulling back. But student initiative and student self-governance at UVA is so strong. A student body, a group of students came together and said, we want our service component, our service office, to continue. And so they became the Fellows of Madison Hall. That's what it's called. Uh-huh. And they established a 501c3 nonprofit status.
The students did,
with advisement from professors. And Dean Shannon was in charge at that time. And I don't know what you'd call it, officially denoted Madison House as the Office of Volunteerism, the Center for Volunteerism for Students at the University of Virginia.
And so, and this was in the late 60s, right?
That was in 69.
Yeah.
And so 69-70, and so we're coming up on our 40th anniversary of that next year. We're going to do a big celebration.
Oh,
about
fantastic.
It. We're going to call back I've met a lot of the alumni from that era.
Yeah, yeah.
Who helped start it. And
wow.
You know, this was 69. It's a very exciting time to be on in any campus.
Sure thing.
University, but especially at UVA. So they were really, there was a lot of great energy, which I would say is going on, a similar energy is going on now among students.
We're really seeing that, this whole rebirth of a passion for community service and work in nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of really exploding on college campuses now.
It does, and it's cyclical. It goes in and out. I think you had some of this in the early 90s, too, with AmeriCorps and,
right.
And Vista. And, well, Vista was sort of waking up again. Peace Corps was an earlier phase, the 69. This goes in and out of American society, but what Madison House did, and I think is pure genius, the students who started it, became somewhat independent, started a separate funding base, so that it's really a little bit insulated from the ebb and tide of politics at the university. And it's been able to grow as a model of service ever since then. Weekly service, students sign up at the beginning of the semester. They agree to go within a certain program and do something to go to the same site every week, 2 or 3 hours per week, and continue out a commitment at that site for the full school year. So you have this particular model. It's grown to the point it's the largest of its kind in the country.
Really?
People don't realize that Madison House is the largest.
No, I had no idea.
Student-led weekly service model in the country.
Wow.
Simply because it started. Every year it's been growing gradually. And this year we had, as of this morning, I heard the number was 3,520 volunteers who registered for weekly service in our community. So it's
currently.
It's currently.
Well, not total since 69, but right now.
Oh, that's right now. We have
over 3,500 UVA students are working in this community.
Serving weekly in the community.
Volunteering. That's amazing, Kelly.
It is. It's an amazing number.
Yeah.
And I usually break it out like this because the number is, it's kind of astounding. There are 200 student leaders that work through Madison House that are called program directors. And they organize among them anywhere from 15 to 30 apiece, volunteers, their peers. That's the 3,500. They go out into the community. And so they go out to 90 different sites in the community to supplement what goes on.
We're talking with Kelly Epley, the director of Madison House. Give us an idea of where they go and what they're doing and sort of the impact of Madison House in this community.
Well, we can organize them. They go out to 90 sites. Probably half of those sites are within the school system and with youth, at-risk youth, after-school activities and different community centers in town. And then we organize them by special needs. They'll go to help housing groups, Habitat for Humanity, Albemarle Housing Improvement. They'll go to housing and poverty groups, Pacham Shelter, Salvation Army. We send 439 volunteers. Last year, we sent 439 to the five different medical facilities in town, UVA, the Free Clinic, American Red Cross, Martha Jeff Hospital. We send them to 11 different elder care facilities, senior service centers.
Yeah.
And lots of them go to special need populations, Region 10 Meadow Creek Center, SPCA. Therapeutic centers.
Over 3,500 kids volunteering. There's only about 19,000 kids there.
It's about a fifth of the student body.
Yeah, I was going to say it's one out of five kids volunteers through Madison House.
Yeah, our demographics.
That's stunning.
Really, it is stunning, and I think it says a lot about.
I mean, I knew it was a lot of kids, but I didn't know it was 20%. You know, one fifth of the student body.
It's a well kept secret, but it's an identity issue too. A lot of them, we coordinate them. We're the coordinating volunteer center. And then they'll go out, and often after 2 or 3 weeks, their identity will really connect to a site. And our student leader, who operates out of our office at Madison House, coordinates them and has a relationship with the site professional. And so between these two people, the student and that professional on the site, they have good management of these volunteers for the full year.
We're talking with Kelly Epley, the director of Madison House, and the phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment or just want to say hi to Kelly, it's 977-1070. Pick out one or two of these and talk about the work that's done, something significant maybe that you've seen from your experience over the years when you've looked at the impact of all these kids every year that reach out to this community.
Well, we have 18 different, well, 19 actually now, different specific programs, the way we organize all these 90 sites. One of the programs specifically that's been with us from the beginning for 40 years that I probably should mention is the Big Sibling Program. The reason I mention it now is because I've had a chance recently to meet a number of alumni who came through, and 30 years ago they got to know local kids who have since then grown up and have kids, and they've remained in touch with each other. And
wow.
So, yeah. In fact, last year I met a big sister who had come back to Charlottesville and went to the wedding of her little sibling, little sister, and was, not the maid of honor, but in the wedding party. So it was, I don't know if the years match up right, but it was fascinating. This young woman who was 25 was there with a woman who was 45 that she insisted be in her wedding party because she'd become part of her life while she was in Charlottesville. And this alumna had not lived in Charlottesville for 20 years, but she would come back and see her little sibling. I think that connection itself, there are a number of connections like that. I mean, the stories go on and on. We collect them. But that demonstrates well the sort of bonding that can happen while a student is here. We often see UVA students as a transitional population, just in and out. But while they're here, they bond quickly this community, and they try to do really great things. And then they remain in touch with us. And so we're gifted to have those relationships that endure.
Yeah. We're talking with Kelly Epley of Madison House at the University of Virginia. These aren't good economic times for anybody, especially nonprofits. I mean, the nonprofit world is really crunched right now at a time when so much of the work that nonprofits do is needed most in any community, which makes it particularly rough. But tell us how this is affecting the work that y'all do. Certainly, there's no shortage of volunteers, but I'm wondering how these economic times are impacting Madison House.
Well, I appreciate you raising that point. This is a time when volunteers are needed more, because agency budgets are being hit, and so they're looking for volunteers to fill some needs. So the needs are going up for volunteers, and it's a time when everyone's feeling the crunch. What I usually say at this point is if people want to support us as a coordinating agency, their dollars get multiplied by the volunteer effort. They give a dollar to us, and that usually translates directly into $4 of services to the community. We have
because you have so many volunteers.
We have so many volunteers, and they're skilled in what they do. I mean, they're tutors that come with, they're working on a degree. They're usually skilled in what they do most of the time. And they offer a service that has a value by the Department of Labor, Virginia Department of Labor, about $19 an hour. And so we can actually quantify that through. Last year, we gave $2.17 million worth of free labor to the community through these volunteers.
Holy cow.
I know. And that was 1 year. So what I usually say
that's
is...
That's a tremendous impact when you start to look at the numbers and the money that...
It is.
You know.
Probably 65-70% of our budget comes in from individuals, alumni, local people, friends, students, parents who give to us, and we coordinate the volunteers to reach out to this community. Of course, it's a remarkable experience for these students too. They're at a place where they're taking responsibility for their lives, and they want to be responsible in the community. And so, it's an exceptional educational experience for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not only an investment in the community; it's an investment in these students who will go on to serve in other places and lead and manage other service operatives.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about developing leadership.
Oh, yeah. It's real time. It's real time leadership.
Let me ask you to put on one of those sets of headphones right there. We'll
okay.
go to the phones. Danny is waiting patiently on line one. Danny, you're on with Kelly Epley. You go right ahead.
Okay. My name's Danny Vaughn, and I had a tutor from Madison House, and I think she was a freshman, I'm not sure, but her name was Allison Light. And, she taught me Algebra 1 because I wasn't understanding it that well. And, like, she was just really helpful and taught me a lot. And probably I, like, learned it better from her than my teacher. And so, yeah, I just think she was a really good tutor.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Danny. It always does us an amazing amount of good to hear the other side of that story, and that she was able to reach you in a way that the teacher might not have had time or a specific connection with you to do that. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate the call. There's Danny on line one. And you must hear stories like that all the time,
All the time. All the time. Specific kids who are at a place where children in the community who need someone close to their age or a mentor that's within 10 years or developmentally it's appropriate for 10 to 15 years, someone who's older but not their parents and not a family member who can reach out to them and connect with them.
Yeah.
So we hear that.
And isn't necessarily the teacher or even from the school,
no.
But is going to sit down with them, you know, on the same side of the table and be very patient and take the time and work through the problems.
That's right. An immense amount of patience. So that in fact, probably more that it, because they're new at it and they really want to succeed, these tutors work hard to connect with students.
So what's the future of Madison House? I mean, what's the vision? I'm wondering where you go from here when you look out in, across this wide expanse that is the 21st century. Madison House, of course, when you look back with its origins with the UVA YMCA, a tremendous, rich history back into the mid-19th century. What's the future look like?
Did someone from my board have you ask this question? This is a perfect question.
No.
Because on Tuesday of this week, we sat through 4 hours strategic planning session for the next 5 years. I mean, we're really gathering information. We did a full macro scan and micro scan to talk about where Madison House will fit into this community and what our support base will be like and all that for the next 5 years. We have a very exciting future because we are connected deeply within UVA. We have, just because we're independent doesn't mean we don't collaborate with UVA. Any service initiative or any service conversation that the university has, they usually involve one of our staff people, myself or Elizabeth Bass or Carver Bolton or Ben Eppard or a number of our staff people, because we're all in this together about students who want to serve the community. So with the Initiative for the Future of the University and the President Castine and the Board of Visitors has initiated this wonderful process, one of the three specific areas of priority are service and public-mindedness and public service and giving students that experience. They're building that into the curriculum academically through the Provost Office. And
interesting.
The Dean of Students' Office as well is doing a remarkable job. And we're all
collaborating. They want to see this sort of grow out of the classrooms instead of just being sort of something you do after class.
They do. They do. And they've reached out.
It's very smart, actually.
In fact, what is wonderful is they treat us at Madison House, although they don't have to, they treat us as administrators in this whole process. And we collaborate very closely with them. and talk about what is the best way, because I think the ideal within the university setting is to offer a full spectrum of service opportunities. Some students want to do it outside the books. Some students want to study the issues that they're also serving to help meet. And some students really want to, you know, dig into some part of the service. They might want to study a specific area of service that we don't do locally.
Yeah.
But local, they want experience at the same time. So we have a great cooperation going on with the university.
Good deal. Kelly Epley, the director of Madison House at the University of Virginia. And the website is?
It is madisonhouse.org.
There you go.
And
easy enough.
And I'd like to do a plug for the 10-miler, if I can.
Go right ahead.
Madison House, every year, has been supporting the Charlottesville 10-miler by coordinating the volunteers that go out into the site. And we need volunteers. We need about 100 more volunteers right now. So for that particular weekend, April 18th, we need 100 more volunteers. If you go to madisonhouse.org and go under upcoming events, you can go directly to the site and register as a volunteer. Or it's madisonhouse.org/10miler and sign up to do that.
So there you go. So you're still looking for people to help make that happen.
And not just students, but community volunteers.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
Kelly Epley of Madison House, madisonhouse.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.